Christmas proof. This year's offering of the Wheated Classic was distilled in December 2010, January 2011, and January 2013. The barrels were new white oak, number 4 char, from Independent Stave, and were filled at 114 proof. The whiskey was 12 years and 7 months old at bottling, aged on floors 3 and 4 of warehouses D, Q, N, P, and I. Bingo for those with the bingo cards.
I-29.
And 55% of the original whiskey was lost to evaporation. So on the nose, I got beautiful vanilla, maple syrup, a little bit of cedar to round it out. The nose was subtle, I have to say. Subtle in a good way, but subtle. The palate was like vanilla, oak, and wheat Chex. The finish was super long, and it had like nice fruit notes with the oak and vanilla. This is like a warm hug that will keep you going all winter long. What did you think, Brent?
Wait, you know, warm hug? I met your parents. You don't know what a hug is.
I didn't get it from them.
I'm talking to Harm.
I know.
Explain to what a hug is.
Yeah. Yeah, the hug on this one is your entire mouth. I mean, this coats your entire mouth. This is...
If you're older than 6 years old, you don't need a hug.
That's what she told you.
Yeah.
She was tired of giving you hugs.
She also told you you're under 6 years old and you don't need one either, but yeah.
Yeah, and then on the nose of this one, I did... The first thing I picked up was maple, and then I got it followed by vanilla,
and it was followed by a commercial?
Come back.
Yeah. It was followed by a commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, Brent. You were waxing poetic on the William Woodrow Weller.
Yeah, well, I was enjoying the nose. You know, I had that.
Really? And, enjoying it.
Hmm. Very much enjoying it.
Oh, how
and
shocking.
Then on the palate, the one thing right off the bat is it just, you get this, the whole entire mouth is just encoded. You know,
this
you
was
get
the
that,
one with the best mouth feel today.
Oh, for sure. You know,
that's
you had,
what she said.
Yeah, you have this, you got that vanilla in there, that little bit of a spice on there. Just a little bit of light oak on there. I mean, this is, it's an amazing drink here.
You can't tell it's 129 proof.
No, absolutely
not. There's no
way
in heck.
If you had to guess, I would be guessing, you know, like 105, 110 maybe, you know?
Exactly. It feels like it's right around 105, like you said.
Yeah,
It's high proof. It's not low proof. It's just good.
It's delicious. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. And those fruits don't come along until you're like to the finish. That's when I start picking up those fruits.
But I didn't even really get the fruit notes, Brent. I'm getting. You said maple first.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I got. Maple, then the vanilla. But the mouthfeel is what changes everything. The mouthfeel is so amazing. It's all about the vanilla and the oak, and the baking spices that come in. I really don't get the fruit. I mean, what? Justin, do you get the fruit on this one?
Just on
no,
the palate.
I get, I mean, like,
on your finish, it comes...
Maple syrup. That's as close as I get to fruit, but it's not really fruit. That's kind of... I don't know what that is.
The mic is here.
I don't know what that is, but it's not fruit. It's diabetes in a bottle.
He's confused by the
microphone. There's no residual sugar.
In maple syrup?
In this.
In the whiskey.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I like the whiskey.
It tastes like diabetes because, yeah, because there's no sugar, but it tastes like diabetes. It's not that sweet. But, you know, wheaters are like that. They tend to be softer and sweeter than the rye. I usually prefer rye whiskeys, but this is just one of my favorites. This is just gorgeous. Bob, what did you think?
They are softer and sweeter, but they also, as a rule that I've noticed, take longer to mature.
They definitely take longer to mature. They
need more time.
That's why you can get a 23-year-old Pappy.
Yeah, which is why...
Usually 23, they're over the hill.
Which is why this, which is a mix of 15, 14, and 12-year-old whiskey, this is why this one's so damn good. It's just... Oh, man. I want waffles every time I smell it.
We didn't mention that it was a blend of different ages. They're required by law to put the youngest, so 12 years, 7 months.
He mentioned it. When he did the read-in. Thanks for joining the show. Good for you.
What did he say? I'm
all right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
I'm experiencing whiskey. I'm not listening to him talk.
You're experiencing something. I don't know what. But this is always one of the best whiskeys of the year. Mm. And this year is absolutely no exception. This is absolutely fantastic. Dear Lord.
Here.
Please, please, please. We're going to give the William Rue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon 2025 BTAC release a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very well-deserved.
And that takes us to our last whiskey of the day, Executive Privilege. This is the one that I'm
going to review
do.
Every year.
The moment the world has waited for.
Yes. So this is the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon, my death row whiskey, 71.054% ABV, 142.8.
Ooh, 142.
Oh. Yeah. Or as Brandy says.
Ooh, yeah.
So 144 is hazmat?
140.
140. So this is hazmat.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So don't bring it on the plane.
Beautiful.
Get it in the airport before you go.
Dark bronze color. Oh, this thing, when it grabs your nose, it just shakes your whole head. Just the oak on this. There's a deep, dark vanilla. Mm. Dark, dark molasses and brown sugar. Oh, dear Lord. And let's take a sip and see what it says. Mmm. Absolutely mind-blowingly good. Last year was a little bit down, I think.
Yes.
I mean, it was still great. Don't get me wrong.
No, but last year was not up to par compared to the previous
one. But
ones.
This year?
Oh, God. This year was blowing away. Just,
this is like Stag from, you know...
07.
Oh, earlier. This is just... Yeah, mind-blowing. Vanilla, tobacco, cherry... Molasses, it's that brick to the face, that brick to the teeth that I love so much. It does not disappoint whatsoever. Hold on, I'm just going to commiserate.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Yeah, so what do you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one, last year's, like you said, was a little bit down. It was still good, but this year... came back with a vengeance. I mean, it really came back. And this, and I don't know if it's because of the proof, but or the non-chill filtering, because this one also has a little bit of sediment in it and stuff, which I do enjoy, you know.
I think he's just, you know, putting stuff in your glass.
That's okay. I don't mind.
There's nothing in my glass.
I don't mind.
My glass is clean.
Yours is just full of Rohypnol. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you got something else to drink. That's all.
Yeah, make sure you gotta wait. You gotta wait for the pills to dissolve.
Yeah,
fully.
Yeah, swirl it around a little bit, and you won't see that anymore.
But the mouthfeel on this one really gives you a punch. The again, this one covers your entire palate. You know that.
Mm-hmm. This covers your palate. This covers your throat. This covers your soul.
This is
yeah.
This one goes down. You know, at 142, you just wouldn't think something would be, you know, so
not a drop
so
of
power,
water in it.
So
not a
power,
drop of water.
So powerful and yet so smooth at the same time. It's, you know, if it's if that's the way to do it. Justin, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is best stag I've had in 10 years. I think that it's got that beautiful smell after I've made a couple of pounds of brownies, you know, like Costco brownies have that nice smell with oak and the vanilla too.
There's oak and brownies.
I told you about the time my wife made brownies on her birthday with my birthday bourbon.
Yeah.
And I got a green tomato note along with the classic bourbon flavors. And the proof, I'm sorry, the finish doesn't end. I think I've been drinking, folks, but it's so amazing.
So we should have cameras on this show. You should have seen Brent's face when I put water in this. I just put some water in it. He goes, hey, it's 142 proof. I said, is water going to hurt it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The nose?
Yes.
The nose is more oaky with the water.
No.
Yes.
No.
I refuse.
The palate is still gorgeous. It did not need a drop of water. Just do it at 142. Doesn't need it. Didn't help.
See?
Yeah, it didn't help.
Waste of time, waste of effort, waste of water, waste of whiskey. Well, we're going to be rating the 2025 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon 26 sips. No, we'll give it 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You are biased, my friend.
These go to 11.
Yeah, that goes to 11. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Yeah, I can be biased. I'm running a soundboard.
It's true.
So
somebody take his button club of joy.
Want to thank everybody just for like joining us today. Yeah, thank you, Brent.
It was nice being dragged in today.
Yeah, thank you for making the sacrifice.
Yeah, I sacrificed.
And thank you, Justin.
Can't thank you enough. This was an amazing experience.
Thank the lovely folks at Sazerac for sending us the samples every year.
Thank you, Sazerac.
Yep.
Wow.
And thank you, Harm.
Rob, I often say thank you, but I rarely mean it. Today I mean it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. I'm hearing this on the sound cue. So, well, this is Made Man Bob for Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
And we didn't today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You can deny all the things I've seen. All the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. When the air is thick with wildfire smoke, people are advised to stay home. But birds don't have weather apps, so what do they do? Acorn woodpeckers are extremely social. They live in family groups that cooperate to raise young and to cache food in a communal granary. They often visit their neighbors, too, which can help young birds find mates or establish new territories. To study these social networks, scientists have been using tiny radio transmitters to track the movements of acorn woodpeckers in a nature preserve near Monterey, California. In the summer of 2020, when nearby wildfires blanketed the area in heavy smoke, the birds responded to poor air quality, much like people do. On smoky days, woodpeckers spent more of their time at home. And when they did leave their territories, they didn't venture far and visited fewer neighbors than usual. The researchers calculated that from 2016 to 2020, almost 90% of the U.S. range of acorn woodpeckers experienced similarly smoky conditions at some point each year. That's a lot of birds whose lives and community ties are being disrupted by wildfire smoke. Learn more about what you can do to help ensure that we all have clean air to breathe when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Music has always been important to Corinne Stein. The daughter of a musician, she grew up in rural Colombia and was surrounded by local folk music.
Music has been, since I arrived in the U.S., the way to keep my cultural background with me. And whatever I do with music always comes deeply from the heart and from my soul.
So she says music is a natural way for her to share her concerns about climate change and pollution, which disproportionately affect Latino communities. Stein is the director of Eco Musica, a project of Moms Clean Air Force and leader of the Son Tierra Ensemble. This group of Latino musicians writes and performs songs that call for cleaner air and climate action.
We have the words in our songs, but I don't think the words, right off the bat, is what people remember. What they first resonate with is the rhythm, the harmonies, just the emotional part of sounds, of music. And then that becomes a vehicle to further conversation.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Broadcasting on-